you been? So welcome to the fifth episode titled To All the Books That I've Read in the podcast series titled Diaries. So in this episode, I thought of recollecting and sharing the books that I've read all my life. To tell you, I've started reading books at in my 6th or 7th grade. That was when I shifted states and I was in a new school, and then this school had a really good library. Whoever that has come to school often used to praise that your school has really good library. It had like 3,000 to 5,000 books, and the books were all sectioned. Fiction had like 4 to 5 big almirahs, and there was geography, non-fiction, philosophical, exam related books, subject related books, math, social studies. It was sectioned. So every once in a week there used to be a library period or class. So I used to make sure that I take one book every week and finish that book by the next week. So that's how I gained this really good habit of reading books. And I suggest that to everyone, at least read a book at least a month or whenever it's possible. Reading is a really good habit. So to begin with, Emily's Runaway Imagination. This was my first book, and I'll never forget the name of it because I really liked it so much. It's by Beverly Cleary. I'm usually forgetful, but this book's name has stayed with me forever because I really loved it so much. It's about Emily, who is a young girl, and then who just keeps imagining and doing stuff based on her imagination. It's really about child's innocence, you know, how we think, how a child thinks at a given point of time, and how they try to solve issues. It starts with, as far as I remember, it's Miley's parents want to set up a library, and that's how it ends, setting up. That's how the book ends, with setting up of a library. But then there are episodes in which Emily proves that she really has a runaway imagination. You should read it. It's a really easy breezy book, and I really liked it. And other Beverly Cleary books that I've read was Ramona Quimby. It's a good series. I haven't read all the books in the series. I read only 2 of them. They're really good, and most of the books are so, it's decades ago. I don't really remember the plot of the stories or anything. Whatever I remember, I'll be sharing the names of the books the least, at least. So, and Enid Blyton's book, I have read so many Enid Blyton book. The Nancy Drew series, oh my god, I've read so many books. I was in madly love with Nancy Drew, and I was in school. Everyone in the school, because there used to be so many copies and so many books of Nancy Drew, Animorphs, the Famous 5 series and Secret 7 series. There used to be a lot of copies, and it was a fight. You have to go early, and then you have to submit your card early in the library, and then you have to go take the book. And I always it was a struggle because other schoolmates used to take away those books. And I've read so many of the Nancy Drew: Mysterious Letter, The Mystery of the Ivory Charm, The Secret in the Old Attic, Mystery at the Ski Jump. It was so good. I always used to feel like I was the one doing everything as Nancy is doing. It was good. And one of my favorite Enid Blyton book is Bimbo and the Topsy. I think Bimbo was the cat and Topsy was the dog, and Bimbo is a Siamese cat, and that's how I knew that animals have breeds at that age, because I didn't know animals had breeds. And that was the first time I ever heard of Siamese cat, that there would be a cat like Siamese cat. So Bimbo and Topsy is about raising a cat and a dog. It's a really good fun read at that age. I don't know if you can read it at this age. I was 6-7 minutes. I was aged like 11-12 years. So yeah, it's a good read at that age. that's one. And the naughtiest girl in the school. This was also a really good book. It's about a girl who misbehaves. She wants to get out of the boarding school she's put in. So she misbehaves. But then at the end of the story, she starts behaving with the help of a friend. And then the series shows the journey of the girl. It's a really good one. And other books were, as I told, Famous Five, Secret Seven, and then The Five Find Out, or The Mystery of the Strange Bundle. These are all common. Everyone has read in this school, I can promise. Everyone, most of them have read all these books, because these used to be found in abundant. There used to be multiple copies, and we used to fight and take, and we used to exchange the books. It used to be good. School days were really good. At least for people who loved books. And Animorphs. And Animorphs, I think I've read only 2-3 of those books, but I really liked. You know why I chose Animorphs? Because at that point of time, people used to be like, "Oh, Nancy Drew, you people only read Nancy Drew, nothing else." So to avoid that comments, I used to pick up this Animorphs book. But they were good. The books are about humans changing into animals, like bats, mouse. Then there will be a plot line of some mystery or something. So it's about conspiracies. So it was a good read. I enjoyed it, but I really don't remember the story. And Matilda, those Roald Dahl's books are really good. Matilda, the BFG, the witches. So Matilda was such a sad story. Now if I think about some of the stories which when I was a child, when I read them, you know, I just read them without thinking too much. But when now when I go back and see them, some of them are really so heart touching, really sad stories. Matilda, everyone knows Matilda, so it's a good book. You have to read the BFG. The BFG was, I really enjoyed reading the book, but the book on overall plot wise is so amusing to me. So it's BFG, the Big Friendly Giant, kidnaps a girl from her home and then tells her that he is not like other giants. He doesn't eat human beings. Then he tells her that she's supposed to run errands for him. Then they both go out on adventure, because I really remember reading that episode where he takes away the girl to her, he picks her from the room and he takes her away. And then she describes the way he is, the food they eat and everything. It was so surprising and amusing to my head while reading it. And yeah, so that's how it ends. The BFG, the Big Friendly Giant, destroys the bad guys. And then the BFG and the girl, they end up getting money. And then they live in big mansions. And it's really good. But out of all the three books, I enjoyed The Witches the most. The Witches, now that I had gone back and reread it, it's so sad. It's about a guy who loses his parents in a tragedy and comes back and lives with his grandmother. And the grandmother warns him against the witches that how do you say it in a neat way? That try to eliminate kids. So he, to his bad luck, he ends up in a chamber of room where there is a meeting with witches, and then there is a head witch, and then they finally find him, and then they give him the solution they made to turn all the kids in the entire world to mouse. So this guy, because he is giving a heavy dose, he turns into a mouse immediately. So somehow they defeat the witches, and it's so sad. His grandmother has only 9 years to left. This guy now, who is deceased because he's given a solution that is meant to disable and eliminate children, has also only 9 years left. So we kind of have to search a happiness in the tragedy that befalls this family. It was a really good, entertaining read when I read it. It's nice. I really recommend reading Witches. You know what, Rawls? I think best-selling book is supposed to be the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and I never read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. But I read his short stories. That was also really good. And another author is Meg Cabot. I read the entire series of the Princess Diaries. In the summer vacation. Someone has given me all the sets, like in the form of PDF. I don't remember who has given me and how I got it, but someone has given that to me, and I sat and I finished all of them. It was an okay read. The Princess Diaries follows the it's a diary written by Princess Mia. Actually, Princess Mia is normally princess. It's not a princess. She is a Mia only. Her father and mother are separated. So her father comes to get her because he's childless and he needs someone after him to take over whatever is his kingdom. It follows her school life. It follows her adulthood, and finally ends at her being together with Michael. Oh, I remember Michael so well. Michael in my head is so handsome that I don't want to watch any series made on Princess Diaries and ruin my Michael in my head. It's a good book on friendship and doing good deeds, but it's not an overtop writing, but it's really good series. So it follows Mia and her friend Lily's relationship as friends to enemies, and then back to friends, and Mia finding her soulmate in Michael, and Mia trying to be learning to be a princess, and Mia breaking Michael's heart, or however that has happened, however we can take it. If you ever read a book and take it like whatever you want to make of it, and then dating someone just for the sake of it, and then reuniting with Michael. It follows, the plot is really good. You can read, and here is where Mia writes the ransom my heart. I had mentioned it in the previous episode. Like, this is, the plot is really good for Ransom My Heart, but then it's not my favorite book. If you want to read it, you can read, but it's not on my recommendation list. And Meg Cabot, another book that I have read is Jinx. I really enjoyed this book, but not many like this book. It's like Jinx. The main character has supernatural power, that is, she's a witch. And she moves to a new city, and she has a little rivalry with her cousin over there. That's how the plot moves. It's a good read for me, at least. It's not, it's like any other Meg Cabot book. The problem with Meg Cabot book, I feel, is that the heroines, the main leads in her books, they are very naive in the romance department. It's not called problem. I think that's how she likes to keep her leads. They all follow the same pattern. Mia, or the girl in the jinx, or Ransom My Heart. They all follow the same. And another series is, there's the Rules for Girls book. That is also nice. But I think it's for younger age people. I have read it, I guess, in my 10th or 9th grade. So I was much little grown up, but then it's okay. It was a nice book. It's about the girl, Annie, or Ali, I don't know who is in the book. She makes up a new rule. Every chapter is a new rule, is a rule which she tells why we should follow it. It's a really nice book. It's a good book. You should, I think, if you can give it to your child if they want to read it. And PJ Odehouse, oh my god, classic. I really, really enjoyed his books. I have thoroughly enjoyed the structure, the language, the characters. So good. So good. My first PJ Odehouse book has been Summer Moonshine. Summer Moonshine, it's like puzzle. You know, so many parallel lines of stories keep moving in this book, but still at the end he somehow manages to give a closure. That's what I really like about this. I really enjoy reading this. It's a normal romantic book, but then there are so many couples. I think there are three, or I don't know, there are many. I don't remember. I had read this in school. Now I'm much older. I really enjoyed reading it. And my second book was Stiff Upper Lip Jeeves. This was the best out of three. I enjoyed it so much. It has such a nonsensical plot. Who could have imagined such a plot? It starts off with Jeeves' friend, who has a really, really ridiculous hat. And it goes on and on, and the plot just gets messier and messier and messier and chaotic, and ends with Jeeves telling his friends to take off his hat because he doesn't like it. You know, in this book, there's a couple, and the girl is making the man eat vegetarian food, and then there is another girl who likes the man, and then she gives him meat because he doesn't like being on a diet or vegetarian. So the couple breaks up over food because he doesn't like eating vegetarian food. He breaks up. Is there anything ridiculous than that? And then he elopes with a girl who is giving him meat, who's cooking him meat. She is actually a cook. Oh, it just gets ridiculous and ridiculous and messier, but it's so good. You should always read PJ Odehouse book. They're so good in language, and their structure is so wonderful. And then the other book is Pigs Have It. Oh my god, I think this must be the best book. I don't know which one is the best. I think all his books are best. In this one, two neighbors, they purchase pigs over a pig competition. And then what follows is that. Oh, Redick, his books is... I really wonder how can he come up with such a plot. So what follows is they want to keep the pigs safe, which leads them into some personal problems, whoever is associated with the pig. And then the pigs get kidnapped. Or I don't know how it happens. You should read the book. I don't know why I keep saying I don't know throughout this thing. And the pigs get kidnapped. And then they come back. Then there is a rivalry. So this man, one of the neighbors, he's on... I don't know why this diet... Oh, I can't say it. I should stop saying it. He's on diet, And then his at the end of the this at the end of the book, because of his greediness, his pig gets fed the diet substance or powder, whatever he gets. So that's how the book ends. But it's a really good read. You should read P.J. Orehouse's books just for the fun of it. They are so comical, so nonsensical. The plots are so ridiculous. They're the best books ever. Period. So, moving on, my other books that I've read, Amish Tripathi is the Indian writer. His books I had read, the Shiva's Trilogy, The Immortals of Meluha, The Secret of Nagas, and The Oath of Vayuputras. These I have read when I was in college. I have taken these books from my friends. In the Ramchandra series, I had read only two books, Sign of Ikshvaku, I don't know how to pronounce it, and Sita, the Warrior of Mithila. The third one, Ravan and the Enemy of Aryavarta, I have not read this book. One of my friends has this book, but then she is in different states, so I can't know. Oh my god, this episode is going over the world. I think I have lots to talk in this episode. At beginning, I thought Amish Tripathi is like Dan Brown. I really like Dan Brown as well. So that's it for his books. And as I mentioned Dan Brown, let's go back to Dan Brown. And his books are Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons and Inferno. Inferno, The Lost Symbol and Inferno. Both. Most of the books, after coming out of school, I had borrowed most of my books from my friends. I do not have this habit of buying. I really love to read books, but I do not have the habits of buying book. I only read from library or I take from my friends. So Dan Brown books and Amish Tripathi's book I had taken from my friends and read. And till now, whatever I had mentioned, I have read from the library. And other books, Ruined by Paola. It's a really good book. I liked it. I really liked it. It's about a girl. She goes to a new city or a new place. Then, unfortunate event. Somehow she meets a ghost, but the ghost is friendly. Then there are series of events, and then somehow she makes out of the situation. That's the plot. It's a really good book. It's not creepy or spooky or anything. It's just normal. I was checking the book again, and apparently there is a continuation of the book called Unbroken. I really have to go back and check that. And Sisters by Danielle Steele. So it's about four sisters, and they are in different fields of life, and then they bond over after meeting in one place. I don't exactly remember the plot. I've read it a decade ago or something. But it was a really difficult read, as I remember. But I finished the book. But it was a very fat book. Then Stolen by Lucy Christopher. This book, oh my god, this book gave me such creeps. It's about a man who kidnaps a girl, takes her to a desert, keeps her in the desert because he loves her so much. The girl eventually falls in love with him. You know, it's the being dependent on someone when there's nothing else left. The Stockholm syndrome? Is that what you say? Wow, nice. I've been in sense and I don't know how to pronounce it. So, it gave me real creeps. Goosebumps. Ooh. The Trial by Franz Kafka. I quickly searched this book because this book I had liked on my FB, on the books I have read. So I checked it. Then I was seeing the names, and I have started learning German like a year or two ago, and I could understand the Herr, Frau, I was like, oh, if I had known this before when I was reading, maybe I could have enjoyed reading the book. I remember reading this book and being off of it. But then, the ending, I never understood it. Maybe I was too young to understand it. I might have to reread it. The God of Little Things. I never finished this book. Everyone says that this is a really good book. But for somehow, it was very difficult for me to read this book. Maybe some other day when I catch this book again, I'll finish it. And in school, in 11th and 12th, they made us read Pride and Prejudice. But I had read Pride and Prejudice before they made us read. So I already had read. Everyone has to read it because they had to read it, but I had already. But I really, really enjoyed Pride and Prejudice. And along with the, in that summer, along with the Princess Diaries, I had read Emma also. Emma is also really good. I think Jane Austen, she's good. I really enjoy her romances. They are very homely. They are my kind of romances, which I would like, because the heroines might be my favorite. Unstoppable Thesis, I think it's from the Mythomania series. That's the only book I read. After that, I wanted to read other books in that series, but I couldn't find them. But now I can find them on Amazon. Maybe when I have time, I would read them on Amazon Prime. So it's Greek mythology. It's rewritten for kids. It's really nice. You should read it. I really enjoyed reading this book as well. Then, The Wizard of Oz. That's how I got this book. I'll tell you. There was this elder schoolmate in my bus. Her name, can I tell her name? Oh, I don't think so. So once she had invited me to her house, and I went to her house, and then I go in their living room. They had a big library. Big library in this, and it's just a rack of books, but then there's so many, and then clear. And then I had asked her, can you give me a few books? She was like, what would you like to take? I was like, I don't know. If I have to take, I have to stay here and go through all your things. It's better that you give me some books. Then she gave me the Wizard of Oz books. That's when I read them. And then Lucy Daniels, Wombat in the Wild, Colas in a Crisis. These two are beautiful read. If you love animals, I enjoyed them. These I probably think that those are for 3-4 for kids in 3rd and 4th grade. They kind of increase empathy in you towards animals. Ruskin Bond books that I have read is The Room on the Roof. So heartbreaking it is. It's about an Anglo-Indian who is an orphan, and he's made to stay in someone's house, but then he goes to another house to teach English. And then he falls in love with a lady over there because she is much younger. But unfortunately, she meets with a tragedy and then she passes away. He used to teach their son English. Then her son's name is Kishan, I think. He thinks of leaving India and going back. Before going, he thinks of going and meeting Kishan, who he comes to know has left home. Then he goes behind Kishan, and then they both go together. But then it's a really sad book. Another Chetan Bhagat's book, which I had read, was One Night at the Call Center and Two States. Chetan Bhagat's book, they always follow the same plot, and those are not the books I recommend. Those were just there in my library, and I picked them up because I thought, oh, new writer, and at that time Chetan Bhagat was really huge, so I thought I'll give it a read. Then I didn't enjoy them that much. Those are not on my recommendation. Khaled Hosseini's The Thousand Splendid Suns. My friend has Kite Runner, but she is in different state again, and I can't borrow the book. I read Thousand Splendid Suns, oh my god, it was so raw. I had cried multiple times while reading this. So raw. It's about a girl. Her father has many wives, and her mom is also, she is not given the same treatment as, I think she is mistress. They both live separately. Father lives separately, but father comes regularly and visits her. But unfortunately, one day she goes to meet her father, and her mother thinks that she has left. And her mother takes her own life. The girl loses her mother. But however, she goes to her father's house. But then people marry her off to an older man. Then as time passes by, she doesn't have children, and the man doesn't like her. He abuses her, and then he marries a younger woman. But the younger woman, that is a separate storyline of the younger woman. So she has a lover, and then she's pregnant with his child, but she gives birth. She agrees to marry with this man because that man she is in love with, she thinks that he passed away. So both the wives together, they think of running away, but it backfires. Then this is set in Afghanistan, and then it shows the how life is over there, the rise and fall of Taliban, all that event as the background. So somehow they escape is by killing her husband. She kills her husband, and she sacrifices herself for the younger woman so that she and her lover comes back. They both can run away. Very sad book. I cried multiple times. It's so harsh, so raw, but it's very empowering. I don't know what's empowering in that. It's just so sad how life is. Then one of my favorite books, it's Secret of Unicorn. It's from Avalon Web of Magic. I had found this book again recently. You know, when I read this book, I was so much in love with it. In The Secret of Unicorn, it's about a wounded unicorn and about a girl, how both of them, you know, heal each other. I always wanted to find if there are any other books, or what is this book, is this only separate? And I searched them before also, and I never found them. But then recently, because I was trying to figure out what and all I have read, I searched on internet again about this book, and then I had to go through different things, and I finally found it. And then there is an entire series. I want to read them all soon. I think I'll read them. This is one of my favorite. I recommend you to read it. It was a really good read. And another book is Evelyn Waugh's Wild Bodies. It's about high-class people and then their lifestyle. It's a book that makes you think of people in a ridiculous way, how high-class section behaves, because we don't know how they. I didn't really enjoy that much. It's an okay book. And then Earthbound Angel by Catherine George. It's about a widow who finds her love again in the form of her gardener. It's a really nice read. I really liked it. And recently I had read, I'm reading The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Yeah, that's it. I think I might have left a lot many books, because I don't remember. Like Wings of Fire, Autobiography. I don't really enjoy autobiographies that much, but then Wings of Fire, The School Has Made Us Read. My father has got that book even before the school did, so I had to read it anyway. So, but I really enjoy Wings of Fire, though it has pictures, so I enjoyed it. If it doesn't have pictures, I wouldn't have enjoyed it that much. Yeah, and then, oh yeah, Sherlock Holmes series. I read a lot of Sherlock Holmes. I read Hound of Baskerville. The first time I was introduced by in the school, because it was in the curriculum, we had to read The Hound of Baskerville. So I read read that, and then I had read a lot many because my friend had the book. It's the Sherlock Holmes Volume 1, a big fat book. So I read multiple stories in that. So that's it for today. I might have said it's a lot. Oh my god, it's a lot. I spoke for so long and I kept coughing in between and I had to switch off. I learned a new feature on this last time, that is you can stop and restart again. Congratulations to me. Give me claps. I'll meet again in the next episode. Please tell me how you like it, if you can. If you can leave me voice notes, please do leave it. I really enjoyed talking so much about the books. I really, there are too many books that I let up. They are coming in my brain right now, but I want to keep my mouth shut. And see you soon in the next episode. Bye bye.